Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Thanks so much for joining me, and thanks for that introduction, Rachel. One of the things I love about the scriptures and being in it each and every day is there's always something new that happens. Now, to grasp that, we have to recognize that the Bible isn't just a book. It's not a history book, although it has history in it. It's not a fable, even though there are lessons in it. And it's not a novel, even though there are stories in it. It is a love letter written from God through human hands that have been inspired by His Spirit. And one of those scriptures that I struggle with, but I know to be true in my life, is 1 Thessalonians 5:14. Where Paul writes these words, "We urge you, brothers and sisters, warn those who are idle and disruptive, encourage the disheartened, help the weak, be patient with everyone." Oh my stars. Every time I read this piece of scripture, I think to myself, how many different ways could I possibly fail? I mean, warn those who are idle, maybe, but I don't want to rock the boat always. Those who are disruptive, just let things happen. It'll work itself out. Encourage the disheartened. Oh, come on, suck it up. Get over it. Help the weak. Come on, they can help themselves. Be patient. Come on, we got to get things done. And then it throws in with everyone. Oh, my stars. But you know what? When I look at it through the lens of Jesus, it all makes sense. Jesus acted with great compassion toward everyone. With the masses of people, Jesus showed love and concern. Even at the times when he went away for a rest and the crowds followed Jesus, he wasn't angry, he wasn't impatient. Instead, at one point, when Jesus landed and saw a huge crowd in Mark chapter 6, he had compassion on them because they were like sheep without a shepherd. So he began teaching them many things. You know, I stop and I think in the hectic, busy pace of our life, the one thing we must learn to do is encourage one another to help those who need help and to be patient with all people as all of us are struggling. I don't know anybody that doesn't have some measure of struggle in their life right now. Jesus knew people's needs and he responded accordingly. And at times he spoke warning to the disciples so that they would soon carry out great responsibility, reminding them that they would have to take on his temperament of encouraging the disheartened, helping the weak, and being patient with everyone. Boy, from generation to generation, somehow I need to be reminded of this every day. And I bet you do too. I mean, he spoke the truth to the Pharisees about their self-righteousness, and look what it cost him. Well, Paul wrote that God's people need to care for one another. Many times, compassion truly is the key. We need to encourage the timid and take care of the weak. We need to pray for wisdom to respond correctly to the right words, with the right words, in the right time, and at the right time. And we can learn to love others and have compassion just as Christ has compassion for us. Maybe our prayer today should be, Heavenly Father, would you give me the kind of compassion that's like yours? When I reach out to help others, may they see you, not me. Oh, my friend, let's go live correctly with patience and with compassion this day. God bless you, and thanks so much for joining me on today's weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.